You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have international speaker and international director, and that's not right. International speaker and trainer, executive director, Vince Vigneri. Vince, sorry I messed up on the intro there.
Cracks me up because I don't think it's ever the same, but yet it has the same stuff in it. So
we don't pre-record the intro.
Hey, it's good to see you today.
As to you.
Back to that.
I kind of saw a little nonverbal communication going on when I messed that up there. Were you nervous? Did you come up?
I had no idea where you were going, to be perfectly honest.
Well, that's a really cheesy way to open up the topic of what we're going to talk about today. And we're going to talk about nonverbal communication. I would safely say BNI helps people with their communication in public speaking, talking about their business, all those sort of things. But we want to bring awareness to that nonverbal, to what you're saying when you're not saying anything. And I'm going to share a story to kind of get us started here. And when I was talking about this story with Vince, I love it because I do say I wasn't talking. And I got the nonverbal of like, when are you
really? When does that happen?
Right.
Before you get into your story, though, okay. Let's kind of paint the picture because a few podcasts ago, we were talking about inspiration versus desperation. Mm-hmm. And that's where this podcast really spawned out of.
That's right.
We were talking about desperation specifically and how that can come off in your nonverbals. Mm-hmm. So that's why we decided to record this podcast. I think we even said in that podcast, that would be a whole nother podcast.
We
said that multiple times, but
I think
this is one.
If you do your math, probably the next few you hear from us is going to be from those. And I did tell the story in that, just very abbreviated. So I guess I'll do abbreviate again. Basically, I was on a sales call and I learned that by empowering somebody you're working with, so if they have a question and they just can't find that one word, when I was a young salesman, I would answer for them to keep it moving. And then I learned if you let them answer it, it gives them more of being that expert. It gives them more, you know, kind of like, I did my research. I know what I'm talking about.
They own the decision.
They own the decision. Right. So I worked hard to not talk because I think when you get good at sales, you actually talk a lot less.
And we all know that that's hard for you.
It's super hard. It is. Just like I have it internally bursting out of my heart. I'm going to use my heart for that one, right? So as she was asking me a question, I was biting my tongue. I wasn't answering, but my eyebrows went up and she instantly said, oh, I got you on this one. And it was basically saying, I think how my eyebrows came out was like, wow, I'm surprised you know that. And yes, you are correct. So I didn't have an opportunity to really like explain it. She just called me out on it. So I learned that day that even though I can be quiet, I have to calm my loud body language too. Because and Vince is Italian, so he does this too. But we talk with our hands. We move around a lot when we're presenting things on those lines. So I thought this would be a great topic, though, because we have body language in our one-to-ones. We have body language at our meetings. You know what? Standing in front of the room at workshops, there's a lot of body language when we're doing workshops too that I see from people.
So you think about your meeting and sitting there, and I've told the story before when I went into a one-to-one years ago. I walked in and the person sat across from me, folded his arms, put one leg over the other and said, son, what are you going to do for me? And I'm like, well, and I'm sure my face was nothing.
Yeah,
was the answer. But what I said was, honestly, looking at me the way you are, probably nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end, this person had unfolded his arms, sat with his legs both on the floor, and was leaning into me saying, he was interested in what I have to say. He was interested in hearing more about me, things like that. But somebody that I've met with a lot has called my wife, Chris, out a lot on her facial expressions, that this person can read her the moment he says something. And sometimes he says something specifically to get that read on her. And I find it interesting because she doesn't do that outside of small meetings when she's with like trusted colleagues and people. Mm-hmm. That's where that comes out more. I think that's really something that all of us have to work on, though, because that trusted colleague could be a one-to-one. Mm-hmm. That trusted colleague could be testing you in that one-to-one. So be open to really like think outside the box. Don't walk into a one-to-one and think, I'm never going to pass a referral to this person. That comes off in your nonverbals. You never know who has that golden goose for you. Mm-hmm. It could be the person you're sitting across from right now. You're getting ready to go to a one-to-one with right now, and your nonverbals say, I don't want to be here.
Yes. Well, and I like that you said if you walk in with the mindset of, because even though it's nonverbal, all of that verbal is coming from your brain. It's coming from your thoughts. And, you know, like a scour or an arm cross, you're thinking something causing you to act that way with your body. And I think it's really difficult for a lot of people because you don't have a mirror in front of you all the time. I know I don't want to, there's a swear word in it, so I don't really want to use it. But people have resting mean faces. Can yes. I say that? A resting mean face?
You can face. Say RBF.
RBF, okay. And I feel bad because I know some of these people, and they are great people. But if you just see them sitting at a table by themselves, you're like, nobody go talk to them. They are having a bad day today.
I have said it to Chris before, like, that person just needs to smile.
Yes.
Just smile. And sometimes they're just so standoffish in their face. And it can be something where you have no intention of walking up to them.
Yep.
But you see them and you're just thinking, if they'd smile, maybe I would.
Well, and remember, they could be thinking about so many things, right? Because I know when I really focus, which doesn't happen a lot, but when I really focus, I'm sure my brain looks or my face looks like I'm not listening to you at all. But
is it because you're thinking so hard about that math problem and trying to figure it out?
Not a math problem. I'll tell you that right now. Those I just give up on quickly. But I think that's probably my hardest nonverbal now. Because in sales, I learned to, this sounds silly, but control my face, not cross my arms. I know what to do with my hands when I'm presenting. Those are, and I've had to honestly think of that, like be aware of it. Awareness is huge on this. But then it's the times when you're so engulfed in your own thoughts that you forget about everything else. And your face might go into this dead look or something like that.
You brought up the RBF, mm-hmm. so I'm just going to refer to it that way.
Yeah.
Okay. When you're on a webinar, it is more important than any other time to really think about it. And in most cases, you can see the screen and see what other people see.
Right.
Be cognizant of it. Because I know I've caught myself, but I've also seen others, and I've been known to text others, smile, just because the other people see the distraction, the distraught, the disdain in being on this call, on this webinar. So really think about that in something as simple as a webinar that you sit in on.
And just a very silly note on that, move every now and then on a webinar too, because being the presenter, when I think everybody's frozen, it's awkward, but it's just they haven't moved in a while. And then I see somebody blink. I'm like, oh, good. We're not frozen. Okay, so we talked about the meeting. We kind of talked about one-to-ones with body language. What about when working with a referral?
Oh, well, I mean, obviously you want to be open to hearing what they have to say and listening. It goes back to that sales process that you've talked about. You know, your face says everything, mm-hmm. but so does the rest of your body. But so much comes out of just our facial expressions. I mentioned the arm cross, things like that. You got to be aware, self-aware mm-hmm. is ultimately what it comes down to.
So the arm cross, for those of you that don't know, that is the best way to tell somebody, like, I'm putting up a wall against you. And I've even made a habit in church. I do my best not to cross my arms. It's hard sometimes, especially when it's cold.
I've crossed my arms.
He's crossing his arms
to
right now.
Brandon right now.
So, but if you guys don't know, that really tells somebody right out of the chute, I have a wall up and I'm done with you. And I think another thing that you mentioned with your story earlier is the legs crossed leaning back.
Literally so standoffish.
It is.
Leg was crossed, arms were crossed, sitting back in the chair, completely I don't want to be here with you.
And I think if you lean forward in the beginning, have your arms open, even you personally will get more out of it because you're opening yourself up to take in that knowledge, to learn. And so like in a one-to-one setting, you are open not just to the person you're meeting with, but your brain is open to say, bring it on.
Exactly. It's acceptance. That's the word that I was thinking as you were talking. It's being open to accepting what the other person has to give.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so body language is huge, and here's my challenge. Whenever you're listening to this, when you go to your meeting, after you listen to this podcast, really focus on what you're doing. Oh, another form of body language, and I wanted to make sure I touched on this. Your phone! Your interaction with your phone can be huge body... And now he's on his phone. I love all of that.
I was going to say, I'm sorry, what, Brandon?
This is one we should have done with like a Facebook Live or something because we have so much body language going. But I think that's why people can get, and I'm going to use a couple, offended, standoff, whatever, when people are on their phones. It is a form of body language that I am focused on something or somebody instead of you, even though you're here.
Well, think about when we started this podcast. It came from the other podcast, Inspiration versus Desperation. And specifically, when you are desperate to sell something, desperate to say something, desperate to just be heard, that comes across. And sometimes the desperation is actually what can turn somebody off more than anything else.
Yep.
None of us are desperate in what we do. We are inspired by what we do. But sometimes somebody says something and you're like, I've got to do this.
Right.
And you become desperate to get it done, desperate to achieve that goal. It's not a good thing. It may get you that one peg, but what's next? The next boss, pardon the term, comes in and says, what have you done for me lately?
No.
We used to always say January 1 in insurance, when I sold in insurance, if you had a great year, up to December 31st, you were a hero. January 1, you were a zero.
That's right. Right back to the beginning.
Treat every day like you're a zero because that will actually help you not be desperate. It'll help you be inspired to achieve the next goal.
Treat every day like you're a zero. I like that. His body
You'll
language.
Become a hero.
His body language right now, I got the smile of, yeah, you roll with that. I like that though. I like that. All right, any final thoughts on this topic then?
I think I just did the mic drop, so I think I'm out.
You kind of did.
You know what I would close with? We've talked about how these podcasts are for our members. Mm-hmm. Also, as a reminder to our members, share these podcasts. Subscribe to the podcast. Do something to help others with these podcasts, because that's why they're out there.
So for our listeners, this is a reminder that these podcasts are for you. If there's ever a topic that you would like us to cover in the future, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com and we will do our best. Vince, I liked this topic. I know I say that a lot lately, but I just really feel the content on these podcasts are going above and beyond just the basics, and that's what members are looking for.
I agree.
So for everybody else, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.